This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Amazing as it sounds, given where the jobless rate was not all that long ago, there is a question that does kind of need to start being discussed. How much lower do you suppose the unemployment rate can go anyway, and what's it going to look like when it gets there? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with that.
Historically, unemployment's been well below 5%, 3.5% in the summer of 68, under 4% at the end of the 90s boom. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute recalls those good times.
We saw substantial wage growth across the wage distribution, a full employment economy, a tighter economy.
The reason? Something economists call the Phillips curve. Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics explains.
As the unemployment rate goes down, as there are fewer people out of work and more people already in work, employers find it harder to get hold of new workers, and therefore they have to pay higher wages.
And that's what Amy Glazer at national staffing firm Adecco says she's seeing now.
You know, we're definitely seeing the tables turn from an employer's market to a job seeker's market.
Her clients are trying to hire clerical and medical workers, temps, for the holiday shopping rush.
We're seeing clients increase pay rates from $1 to $3 and $4 an hour. We're seeing sign-on bonuses, retention bonuses.
Now, the theory also says if wages go up, employers will pass that increased cost on to consumers, says Mike Bale at U.S. Bank.
We would start to see price inflation show up in a lot of areas, and that's something that the market and investors are not prepared for.
It's also possible that today's report of stronger wage gains in October is just a one-month blip, and that anemic wage growth will stick around for a while longer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.